Initially, it was believed that feral pigs in Douglas, Polk, or St. Croix counties might cross over via frozen waterways last winter, but Dave Matthews, a wildlife biologist with the Department of Natural Resources, says Wisconsin's wild swine just aren't the type.
The pigs that we have here seem to be fairly sedentary. Their area of operation hasn't expanded appreciably. So I think the ones that are showing up in Minnesota have their origins from Minnesota as well.
Matthew says it's likely that Minnesota's feral pigs are escaped or abandoned livestock, which is pretty much how animals in other states got their start. He adds that there are also people who actually use them for hunting practice.
Some bear hunters who train their hounds, train them on pigs, and don't recapture the pig. It escapes, or the hounds aren't trained thoroughly enough, or they just don't want to recover it, so that the pig or pigs remain out in the wild.
Feral pigs are also a big problem across many states, including California, Illinois, Indiana, Pennsylvania, and Oregon. They've been known to damage the habitat of ground nesting birds, kill small deer, and even attack people. The animals are nocturnal, shy, prolific, and ingest almost anything, making them hard to monitor and control. In Wisconsin, there's essentially an open season year-round on the animals, given their status as an invasive nuisance. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.